Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Wiser Financial Advisor Show with Josh Nelson, where we get real, we get honest, and we get clear about the financial world and your money. This is Josh Nelson, a certified financial planner and founder and CEO of Keystone Financial Services. We love feedback, and we'd love it if you would pass it on to me directly at josh@keystonefinancial.com. Also, please stay plugged in with us, get updates on episodes, and help us promote the podcast, and also subscribing to us at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast service. Let the financial fun begin. ...2021 is coming off with a bang here, as we have seen all kinds of crazy news events and so forth, and our job is not to talk about that as much because we're not as concerned about the day-to-day news events. We're concerned about long-term principles and really acquiring wisdom that will stand the test of time regardless of all the news events and craziness. So about 20 years ago, there were actually a couple of professors that wrote a book called The Millionaire Next Door. And about 20 years before that, they actually started studying millionaires. These guys were actually professors. They were college professors, and so they like to do research. They like to go out and get really curious and find out how things work in the world. And one of the things they got really curious about is millionaires. And of course, when you're thinking 40 years ago, a millionaire was a big deal. There were not nearly as many millionaires now. It's not as big of a deal. There's quite a few millionaires and even billionaires now. Eventually, there'll even be trillionaires, I'm sure. But millionaire next door really refers to the concept that you might not know who actually has the money. And some of the people that you think have the money don't have the money. And that's kind of what they found out. One of the things they did, in fact, is they actually invited all these people to this hotel meeting room where they could ask them questions and observe them. What they did is they actually put some of their students out in the parking lot, and they wanted to observe what kinds of vehicles these people pulled up in. They put students around the meeting room, and they wanted to see what kind of food they were eating, what they were drinking, because they put out a variety of different fancy cheeses and things like that, and then they put the normal cheese and crackers and stuff that might be more of a average person might enjoy. They had beer available, but they also had fancy wines and cocktails and things like that. At the end of the day, you might not be surprised from my narrative here that they found out that the millionaires, on average, were not the people that were fancy. They were not the people that lived in the fanciest houses. They were not the people that drove the luxury cars. They were not the people that even had fancy occupations. When I say fancy, I think for a lot of people, they think, well, you've got to be a doctor, you've got to be an attorney, some kind of really high level executives, positions like that, where you could just have a really, really high income. In fact, what they found out is that a lot of these millionaires did not have high incomes. They found out that a lot of them did not go out and buy a bunch of luxury items. And in fact, they found out when they started studying the opposite of the people that they originally thought would be the millionaires, they went out and looked at the doctors and the attorneys and so forth, and they found out that they really didn't have a lot to show for it relative to their income. Even though they had a high income, they didn't have a lot of wealth built up. So they had a couple terms for this in their study. They actually had come up with two of them. One of those would be an under-accumulator of wealth, or UAW. Then there were the PAWs, and those would be the prodigious accumulators of wealth. And really what it all came down to is how much wealth did somebody accumulate relative to their income. And again, that was really what it came down to, is that a lot of the under-accumulators of wealth were people that may have had a high income, but they spent it all, and sometimes even more. They actually would borrow a lot of money just to fund a lifestyle, where they found out the PAWs, the prodigious accumulators of wealth, actually were ones that lived below their means. And so what's the point of today is that I wanted to share with you my observations, because I have had a front row seat in the last almost 22 years as a financial advisor, in that when I sit down with people, especially for the first time, they're sharing stuff that they don't share with very many people. You know, money is typically a fairly private topic. It's not something that most people run around talking about, how much money they make or how much wealth they have. As I get a chance to sit down with people, then I've been able to see the millionaire next door in action. And in fact, some of our people that we work with, you would never know it seeing them on the street. You'd never know that they've got the level of wealth that they do. And again, the opposite is also true. Many of the people that are running around out there that look like they've got a lot of money really are just taking their income and they're funding a lifestyle. So this is not about judgment. If you fit into either one of these categories or somewhere in between, that's not to judge anybody. Everybody gets to make their own choices. But one question that I think is kind of interesting to me is, what are the patterns? What are the differences between these two groups? And really, what would cause somebody to become the millionaire next door? What does that actually look like? If somebody wanted to emulate what those people are doing and become that, what would they need to do? So there are some commonalities, there are some patterns. And after 22 years, I would be a pretty poor financial advisor if I wasn't able to pick up on some of these patterns of how people go about their lives and how they spend their money. So number one, the people that are the millionaire next door are the people that you wouldn't know. And so I would call this, don't act your income. Don't act your income. If you're acting your income, then what that means is that you're basically spending it all. And that's what they found, is they found that the professors, as they were doing the study, they found out that a lot of times people that were physicians or maybe high-powered attorneys, things like that, those people actually felt like that they were under a lot of pressure to be able to demonstrate that they were very wealthy. In other words, there was an expectation because of their peer group and because everybody knew that they were the such and such surgeon or the such and such power attorney, that they had to live up to that and make themselves look rich. They had the income, but they weren't putting a lot of it away. So the whole point is that if you act your income, that means that you're probably spending all of it. So don't act your income. Keeping up with the Joneses will always fail, because there are always Joneses with more money than you. There are always Joneses with more stuff than you. And as Dave Ramsey likes to say, he says, if you live like no one else now, later you can live and give like no one else. We follow Dave's stuff a lot. So it's really important to kind of think about these principles, because his work, his books and so forth, have actually helped a lot of people get out of very bad financial situations where they had to make a massive turnaround to actually get all their stuff paid off and put them on a path to wealth over time. Item number two then would be to spend less than what you make. That was one commonality that they found with the prodigious accumulators of wealth. These people were spending a lot less than what they actually made, and they were doing something reasonably smart with that money. That's what I've noticed as well, is that people that live below their means are the ones that end up with the wealth over time, regardless of income. So this has nothing to do, in my opinion, you know, this has nothing to do with income. This has a lot to do with people's financial habits. And it's just a matter of financial character, I think, that we kind of build over time as we choose to put away money for the future, as we choose to pay down debt faster than what we would be required to do, as we stay disciplined with our investment strategies. These are all a matter of financial character that gets built over time. And we can do this individually, or we can do it with the help of a coach, of course, a financial planner for somebody who needs that accountability. And I think a lot of people do. That really is the whole point. So spend less than what you earn and take that money and do something reasonably smart with it. So what could you do with it? Lots of things that would be reasonably smart. You could leave it in the bank, maybe not the best choice. So you can go and invest in real estate. You could put it into the market. There's all kinds of stuff that you could do to build that up and cause it to build more wealth for yourself for the future. And then the third thing is really being money wise. And what I mean by that is that spending enough time or hiring the right people to be emulating what we're trying to do here on the Wiser Financial Advisor is emulate people that came before us, people that made really good decisions, really wise decisions with their money. And that was what resulted in them accumulating the wealth that they did. So being money wise means that either we're investing the time required to acquire the wisdom that we need to make this happen, or, you know, it could be either one, but hiring a coach. Another piece on this too is behaving as if. Some people think, you know what, I don't make enough money, I don't have a lot of wealth, I'll do this later. Starting to behave as if you were money wise. behaving as if you were somebody that was making good choices with their money. Maybe you haven't felt like you've done that in the past, or maybe you wish you would have started earlier, which I'll tell you, nearly everybody wishes that they would have started earlier in saving, investing, paying off debt. So don't feel bad. If you're thinking about this now, you already are in a very good place because at least you're conscious of it. But start to behave as if. Start to behave as if you are somebody who's an investor. Start to behave as if you are somebody who pays off their credit cards every month. Learn from others' success and learn from others' failures. There is a direct correlation of wealth accumulation based on the time spent on financial planning. And a lot of people hire people to do this because they say, I don't have the time. I don't have the time to become a financial expert. I have other priorities. I just have other stuff I would like rather do with my time. Really what they do is they hire a financial planner or a coach like us. And what we end up doing for people is we end up being kind of a time machine because we're working for them even when they're not having to think about their money. And of course, there's check-in process that we have along the way that make sure that everybody is on track and on the same page. I think it's really important to make sure that there is time being spent, whether it's your time or somebody else's time. Make sure that there is a lot of time going into your financial planning, your financial priorities. So again, a lot of this is about building financial character, looking at people that came before us, using them as the example, and also use some cautionary tales. I can give many of them, and we have here on the show before, celebrities, athletes, people like that, that made hundreds of millions of dollars in many cases, and they spent it all. And you say, how in the world could you spend that much money? Believe me, it can be done and has been done. So it really comes down to the same principles, regardless of the level of income that you make. So the way you build character in anything is in the decisions that are challenging. And that means that putting off expenses that we can't afford right now, that might mean paying down debt that has a 0% interest rate just because it's good not to have debt. These are all character building things when it comes to financial planning. And I really encourage you to start now. There's no reason to wait until you've got certain information or something else happens. Start to do it now. Choosing to forego some of the things that we want to do today does make it possible in the future for us to be financially free. And really, in my estimation as a financial planner, that's really what everybody wants in the end. We might call it different things like being financially independent, retirement, whatever that might look like for you. You can choose your own term for it. But in the end, what the ultimate goal is for most people is to accumulate enough wealth that they don't have to work if they don't want to. Work becomes optional at that point, so they're able to go and live life on their terms. And if they want to work, and many of them continue to, of course, we have a lot of clients that continue to work because they love it. They love what they do. They're very passionate about what they do, but they know they could stop at any point in time. There's so much out there that's outside of our control, but the things we've talked about today, much of it is within our control, and spending less than what you earned is a big part of that. Taking that and doing something reasonably smart with it. And as financial planners, we can help you fine-tune that and get that money going in the right direction. I do recommend you pick up a copy of that book. It's written a long time ago, but it still rings true today. Whether you use the word millionaire or some other term, in the end, the people who are millionaires out there, you probably don't even know it. That's why it's called The Millionaire Next Door, is that these are people that live in average houses, that drive average cars, that have all their debt paid off, and they've got a lot of wealth built up because they chose early on, and as early as possible for you too, to take some of that money and do something smart with it. I hope you have a wonderful day. I hope your year has started out really good. It's a great time to be thinking about what your financial priorities are for this year. Don't try to fight all the battles at once. This might be just taking one baby step and getting one piece of your financial plan in place. Stay focused, use us as a resource, and God bless.
The opinions voiced in the Wiser Financial Advisor Show with host Josh Nelson are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine what may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial, or tax advisor prior to investing. Investment advisory services offered through Keystone Financial Services, an SEC registered investment advisor.